Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The morning show, you love that.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Got the cameras, I'm
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club. With DJ
Envy,
the captain of this
bitch. With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo. Angelique's on vacation. Charlamagne was popping.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, Toronto. Good morning. Yes, it's Friday, damn it.
Yes, it is. Happy to be here, man.
Absolutely.
We made it to the end of another work week in studio. Love the energy in the studio. And it's always a good morning when you... You know, wake up, and, you know, when I wake up, I say my prayers, and I do my daily affirmations, mm-hmm. and, you know, I just kind of, like, reset my mind. But I woke up, because on Fridays, there's a lot of new music that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a great morning when you get to hear some of your favorite artists spitting. Your favorite artists of this era spitting.
Like who?
Benny the Butcher put out a record with Lil Wayne snapping on there, and Big Sean snapping on there, giving Kanye some bars. Reason's new album, and he's got a feature from Rhapsody on there. You know I love Rhapsody, so yeah, today is a good morning.
All right, I ain't listened to none of that stuff yet. Last night, yesterday, shout to my son and his school. They had a football game last night. He did pretty good. He scored a touchdown. I think he ran for like 50, 70 yards, so he did pretty good. I was excited about that.
And they got the kids tackling during COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they test the kids before they play, and then they've been good so far. No corona signs. And then when I got home, you know, we do my normal routine. I don't have a nanny now. My nanny went back to Ecuador, so we've been holding down the fort. So everything me and my wife do, you know, we take turns. One day she does the cooking and the cleaning, and then I do the kids' homework with the kids. And then, so last night, my daughter had homework, right? So I thought I did it with her, right? I thought I explained it right. And then my wife was like, let me go over this homework with you. I only got 50% right, man.
No, that's your dumbass.
It was bad. But then I put it on Instagram. I said, let me see. I put the problem on Instagram that I got wrong, and I put it in my story. And I would say about 60% of the people got it wrong.
Well, that's because a lot of that stuff they teach us in grade school, we don't use, you know, once you get out in the real world. It's just the truth to the matter. So it's like you forget about it. It's almost like muscle memory, so to speak. A lot of those problems they get these kids in school is just muscle memory.
Goodness gracious. When I thought it was right. And if my daughter would have went to school today with that homework, it would have been wrong. And it would have been looked crazy because I had to sign it. It would have been all bad. But none of y'all was as good as I was because y'all had it. 60% of y'all had it wrong.
Well, You shouldn't have been doing your kids' homework, stupid.
I wasn't doing my kids' homework. I was helping.
That's the problem with school. Nope, you weren't helping. You clearly were doing her homework.
I was helping. Dad explained. I was trying to explain. See, that's why I should have just did the pre-K homework.
That's not what parents
pre-K
do.
Was just coloring in the lines.
Parents don't help their kids. Parents be busy, and parents do the kids' homework for them just so they can send the kid to bed, okay, and move on about their night. All right? When my daughter comes to me with her homework, I say, ask your mama.
That's what I should have did. I see, but it was my day, and I didn't want to be, I want to be like, I could do this. I got this. Mm-mm. Man, listen, my daughter, I guess she didn't believe in her dad because she asked mom, because she could have just put it in her folder, and that was it. But she asked mom, which was the best thing to do, and it was all bad.
It's always good to double check with mom.
Always great to double check with mom. All right, well, let's get the show cracking, all right?
Why?
What you mean, why?
What do we have? Anything good this morning?
Well,
I know Senator Nina Turner is going to be here this morning.
That's right. Senator Nina Turner will
she's
be joining
got a,
us
she's
this
got
morning.
A, she's got a podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network called Hello, Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And a new episode dropped yesterday, so she'll be on here to talk about that, plus a whole lot of other things, because we are in 25 days away from the election, I
That's
think?
Right. And Benjamin Crump's going to be checking in, Attorney Benjamin Crump? Yeah, and Attorney Benjamin Crump will be checking in this morning as well.
Ben Crump just won a historic lawsuit. I don't know. Enough people are not talking about that.
What'd he win?
Like $400 plus million.
He won that?
Yeah. I'll let him talk about it, though.
Oh, shoot. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll get into that next, all right? And then we got front page news. We'll tell you about your president. He thinks he has, like, just a little bit of Rona in him. Just a little bit. Just a titch.
Donald Trump is more of a reflection of America than people want to admit.
He has
we'll talk about it.
A titch of Rona in him. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on.
Yeah.
My mic on? Thank you. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. The last night of Thursday night football. I be forgetting football be on, all right? Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost to the Chicago Bears 2019. All right? Now, tonight, game 5, Heat versus the Lakers. That happens at 9 p.m.
I hope the Miami Heat extend the series. And I hope, what's the guy's name? Tyrone Hetero?
Tyler Hero.
I hope Tyler Hetero has a great game. What's his name? Tyler Hero?
Tyler Hero, man.
Tyler Hero. You know, when Gary Vaynerchuk was up here right before coronavirus hit, he had all those basketball cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know there was a Tyler Hero rookie card in there.
Correct. You got it?
Oh, I got it because we left those cards in here. So I was going through the deck yesterday, and I was like, oh, yes, sir.
All right.
I'm saving that, putting that in glass. You never know.
Never know. All right. Well, let's talk about your president, Donald Trump. Now, he had some words for Kamala Harris.
He's not mentally capable of being president. You know that. Everybody knows that. And this monster that was on stage with Mike Pence, who destroyed her last night, by the way. But this monster, she says, no, there won't be fracking. There won't be this. There won't. Everything she said is a lie.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Senator Kamala Harris. This is my problem, right? This is what I was saying yesterday.
Monster.
This is what I was saying yesterday. We have to. I want her to show up as her full self, and the reason I want her to show up as her full self is because it don't matter what she does on that stage. They're gonna still label her negative things.
Right.
They're gonna still label her as angry. They're gonna still label her as a monster. She was in there showing restraint the other night, and
she
they still called her
restraint,
a monster.
Respect. She was. Come on. She was following the rules, and he still called her a monster.
So she might as well show up and show out.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing it safe.
Now, also, he talked about a virtual debate.
I think I'm going to try doing a rally on Saturday night if we have enough time to put it together. But we want to do a rally in Florida, probably in Florida on Saturday night. Might come back and do one in Pennsylvania in the following night. And it's incredible what's going on. I feel so good.
Have you had a test since your diagnosis a week ago?
Well, what we're doing is probably the test will be tomorrow, the actual test, because there's no reason to test all the time. But they found very little infection or virus, if any.
You got corona.
How do you find just a little bit of corona?
You can't
I've
be
never
around
heard of
people.
That. How
you
do you
have to social distance?
And then you say you're gonna do a rally Saturday and maybe in one in Florida and one in Pennsylvania. It's only been 11 days as a Saturday.
I'm not even.
They told me if you got to quarantine, it got to be 14 days, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not even mad at Trump. I'm mad at the people around him, his enablers,
bro.
I'm mad at the people who would go to that rally. You know what I mean? I'm mad at the people who know that he has coronavirus, but they still allowing him just to walk around amongst people.
Could you imagine having corona and be like, I just got a little bit in my system. Imagine if you got an STD, right? And you just say, I just got a little bit in my system.
Got a little chlamydia.
Just a little chlamydia. Just a little syphilis.
The girl be like, you clean? This is a little gonorrhea.
Just a little gonorrhea.
A little bit.
What?
Listen, Donald Trump is more of a reflection of America than y'all want to admit. Like, a lot of y'all act like Trump. Not just white people either, okay? Trump says anything, does anything. He's arrogant and he doesn't care about the truth. He just says what's entertaining. And he has a cult of people that eat it up. And that's literally how y'all act on social media with folks. Literally.
My goodness. Now, when talking to Sean Hannity, you can also hear him losing his voice and coughing. He sounds a little effed up.
Well, I didn't even want to use them. You know, last time I had a big problem. They oscillated my mics when I had the one debate. We had three debates with Hillary. And on, I think, the first debate, they...
Lord have mercy.
On the first debate, they oscillated the mic. But I will say this. Absentee is okay. Because absentee ballots.
Lord have mercy.
Excuse me.
Now, Dan, we didn't touch up that audio, right? No, we didn't touch that audio. That's exactly how the audio goes.
Sounds to me like Donald Trump is just a little dead. just a little dead.
Just a little dead.
Sounds to me like Donald Trump is just a little dead.
Just a little dead.
Lord have mercy.
Goodness gracious. All right. And that is your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. It's a Friday, damn it. So call us up. Spread some love, or if you need to vent, we're here for that as well. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Man, good morning, Charlamagne the God.
Peace, King.
What's
happening?
Up, brother? Get it off your chest, man.
Man, I'm in good spirits, you know. Me and my wife was getting into it, but now everything's back going copacetic, so I'm feeling blessed and highly favored, you understand?
Hey, you must have did that thing to her.
Hey, man, look. You know how it go.
There you go. I ain't mad at you. Have a good one, brother.
You too.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, Camille calling from Toronto.
Camille, what's up, man?
What's going on? Peace and love.
T-Dot, what's happening?
Yeah, man. So I'm kind of sad today, man. I'm kind of sad.
What?
I listen to Breakfast every morning. And they're taking you guys off the air, man.
Yeah, in Toronto, they are, man. Shout out to Blake Carter and Peter Cash. They back doing mornings, man. We wish them the best.
They need to be, though. Y'all need a local morning show in Toronto. I think so,
anyway. Yeah, I think y'all need local, too.
What the hell y'all care about us?
A lot of U.S. stuff that's going on, and they don't allow us to say something, certain words.
Our American politics.
Oh, yeah. No, I do feel you. I think Charlamagne kind of offended his Canadians out here, you know? I don't think you can say crack ass on the radio here in Canada, man.
Well, guess what? Y'all offended us when y'all sent Tory Lanez over here. Now, I don't know if he's guilty. But we backing away from y'all until this case gets settled. Okay?
So, we made it up with the sis guy, though. We made it up with certified lover boy, you know?
I don't know what the hell you just said to me.
You know, so, Charlamagne,
we made it up with him, you know?
Okay.
So, Charlamagne, you can say the N-word and crack again.
I'm happy for that.
Yo, we don't know what happened. With Tory
Lanez,
though. Yeah,
nobody knows. Nobody knows what happened with Tory. We're not accusing him of anything, but he was charged, so we just backing away from y'all until this gets until this gets settled. All right.
Yeah, we'll see what's gonna happen with him. I wish him all the best. I love Tory. But yeah, I'm gonna miss you guys, man. That's all I wanted to get off.
You can still stream us, brother. You can still stream us. Stream us on the site. That's all.
That's what the internet is for, sir.
Yeah, I'll catch you guys on YouTube as well.
All right, brother.
All right, man. Peace and love.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. And shout out to Toronto, everybody out in Toronto. Yeah, today is our last day in Toronto.
That's right. Grand opening, grand closing.
You said what?
Grand opening, grand closing.
That's all right. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating Walbrook, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Jess, good morning.
Hey, Jess. Good morning, Jess.
What's happening, Jess?
All right, so here we are, 2020. Let me ask y'all a question.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a governor. I'm from Michigan. My governor was threatened by these crazy-ass militia groups. Right?
Yeah, extremists. They threatened to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. That's crazy.
They said, because she was speaking out against white supremacy, and they were trying to kidnap her.
Correct. So how is it our president is not going to be have any responsibility towards that when it is hateful incitement that is rallying these people to do the things that they are doing.
You're right.
Because that's
crazy.
What he's hoping for. He's hoping for people to have, you know, he's hoping for violence and he's hoping for those type of things to happen. He wants people to be in fear of him. Especially the Democrats.
But he needs to be held accountable as well, though. This situation is getting too far out of hand. You want to speak treason? Let's talk about what he's doing. How is that not treason in our country?
I agree. And how are those 13 people not being labeled goddamn terrorists? That's vanilla ISIS, if I ever seen it.
Goddamn.
You'd have let some Muslim extremists say they were plotting to kidnap an elected official in America. Lord have mercy.
Hello. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Brian. Brian from Florida.
All right, but what up, bro? Get it off your chest.
So I've been laid off, you know, due to the virus. And, you know, it took time away from my kids because I'm on child support. So I fell behind on child support. And, my daughter's birthday comes up tomorrow, and then my four-year-old is on the 12th. I've been having vacation time planned. My wife and I had something, you know, food, and we had a meeting yesterday, and it got took away from the budget cuts and people coming up sick. You know, I'm just a little frustrated.
Damn, King. You don't got nothing in savings or nothing?
I mean, I got something in the savings, but if I can't get off work, you know, my kid's birthday.
They're saying so they took your vacation days because of budget cuts and you can't take off to see your kid for your kid's birthday.
Exactly.
Can you call out sick?
I got sick time.
You should call out sick or what you do. And this ain't the nicest thing to say, but I'm gonna be honest with you. Or if you say that you was around somebody that had coronavirus, they can't make you go to work.
Why, man? Stop, man. Why are you encouraging this man to lie? No, why a lot? Listen, why not just tell your kid and the baby mother the truth and just be like, man, you know. It's a blessing to have a job at a time like this, and I'm sorry, but I have to work. But, you know, send something to your child, and then the moment you get some free time, you go see him, even if it's just for an hour or so. Or her. I don't know if it's him or her. Like, don't lie. Don't lie to your job, and you end up losing your job. Like, no, for what?
How can they possibly tell? They can't tell.
Because we on the radio talking to millions of people. Oh. They can hear him.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you shouldn't have called the radio.
Crazy
bro.
Guy.
Sorry.
But nah, I think your baby mother and your child would be more understanding than your job, sadly. And you know, just like I said, send the baby something, and then when you get some free time, man, during the day, just shoot over there, even if it's just for an hour or something.
Hey, appreciate the advice.
Don't beat yourself up too bad, man.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
What?
All right, brother. I tell you, just start coughing now, man.
You might need to save your money to buy a new phone.
You stupid.
Get a gift for your child. You're Lord stupid. Have mercy.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now, when we come back, we got to talk our girl, Ebony K. Williams. She's hopping into more TV life, and we'll explain when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. Friday, goddammit.
Put your mic on. Why your mic sound like that?
I didn't have my mouth on it.
There you go.
Now I'm good.
Now your mouth's on it. All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Real Housewives of New York.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, this sounds a little crazy, but after 13 years of being on air, New York City is making a little history. They have finally casted their first black cast member, and that is Ebony K. Williams.
Yeah, these companies and these networks and these TV shows, they should be ashamed of themselves to be announcing the first black anything in 2020. I would say better late than never, but no, I'm not going to applaud you for doing what you should be doing. It's the goddamn Real Housewives of New York. It's New York City. You think there's no black people in New
Sounds
York?
Sounds crazy.
What the hell is wrong with you? But drop on the clues bombs for Ebony K. Williams.
I can't wait. There's a lot of, you know, I watch it with my wife. There's a lot of catty women on Real Housewives of New York. And I'm just going to tell you, ladies, do not F with Ebony K. Williams.
Oh, no. We don't play about Ebony K.
She's an attorney.
Okay.
And she will cut you up and not with a weapon with her mouth. She gets busy.
I'm telling you right now. Anything that happens on that show, I'm siding with Ebony K. Williams.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you that right now. I'm just letting everybody on that show know. Everyone, okay? cast, production, everybody. Anything happens on that show, I'm siding with Ebony K. Williams.
All right.
And salute to my girl Leah, too. I like Leah. That's my partner.
Yeah, Leah's on
there
as well. Leah's crazy on that show. Leah gets drunk and goes crazy. So shout out to Leah.
And we're launching the Ebony K. Williams Holding Court podcast October 21st on the Black Effect iHeartRadio. Yes, so she'll be on there breaking down your favorite legal cases.
Yeah.
And speaking of legal cases.
Tory Lanez. Good segue. Tory Lanez is charged with felony assault in the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. Now, he's been charged in connection with the shooting. Now, this is just weeks ago. The L.A. County hit him with one count of assault with a semi-automatic firearm and one count of carrying a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle. Now, if convicted, he can face up to 22 years and 8 months in prison.
I wonder if police were investigating this whole time, or I wonder if social media chatter and the album Tory dropped that caused more social media chatter led to these charges. And if Tory was facing all these charges, why wouldn't he just talk to the police or do an interview? Like, you can't say you're not going to speak about it, but then do a whole album about it.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad I'm married and I'm faithful, because Tory Lanez is making it to where women over 5'9 may never look at brothers 5'6 and shorter ever again. Not even looking in young short men's direction.
I didn't even think about that.
I'm telling you.
How does it feel to be a little man in that situation, Charlotte?
First of all, I've never felt short in my life. I didn't realize I was short till I became an adult. And I still don't feel short when I walk in a room. All right? But I'm just saying, I can see where women over 5'9 would never look at men 5'6 and under ever again because of this situation.
Right. All right.
So what happens from here?
I mean, I guess he has to go to court, and I guess he has to tell his side. He's saying that he didn't shoot her. He's saying that he had no involvement. And well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I read the police report, and it said that he's accused of shooting at her feet and wounding a female friend. That's what it says in the police report.
Correct. So I guess we'll get more information now. They also said Megan Thee Stallion was walking in the opposite direction or something like that. So maybe she didn't see, and then they said she got back in the car. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Well, he is charged with felony assault, and he faces up to 22 years and 8 months in prison.
Is he being deported?
Well, he can't be deported.
They deport you after you get convicted?
You got to get convicted first, because if you get deported first, you might never go to court.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, Toronto, we're going to have to distance ourselves from y'all until all of this gets straightened out.
Yeah.
Okay, until all of this gets straightened out, Toronto. What's the flow, 93.5?
Flow 93.5.
Yeah, we're going to have to distance ourselves from y'all.
All right.
All right, starting this Monday.
Starting today at 10 o'clock.
It's our last day until y'all straighten this out, okay?
Now, with some sad news, man. Sad. Kirko Bangs, Texas rapper, he talks about the death of his son. Now, his son looks so damn young. Looks less than a year old, maybe 2 years, less than 2 years old. He put, "Fly high, big man. We love you so much. We have so much planned that we won't be able to do now, but we know you're in a better place and in no more pain. Watch over your mom. She needs your strength more than ever right now, Papa man. I know you don't hurt no more, and I try to make myself think of that to find a little bit of light in this. God got you, Papa. I love you." Damn.
I wouldn't wish that kind of trauma on anybody.
Nobody, man.
Nope. Not my worst enemy. Would not wish that kind of trauma on no one.
Not at all.
To lose a child? Nope.
I don't know what happened, but he lost his son, and that's... I can't even imagine. As soon as we take a break, I'm going to call my kids just to say I love them and good morning, because that is...
Whew. Send some positive energy to Kirko Bangs.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, wishing positive energy, love, and light to his family.
All right.
I don't know why you ended with that.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Sky DJ.
Sorry.
It's Friday.
You're right. It's Friday.
Jesus.
Well, let's switch gears.
No, don't. Just go to break.
Front page news is next. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now it's sports, Thursday night football. The Bears beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 20-19.
That's Dramo's team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
spicy logo.
He claims to have been a fan before Tom Brady them got over there. I don't know how true that is.
He says, I don't believe it.
You guys don't ask any questions. You know what I'm saying? You didn't know my name until like last week, so what do you mean? How would you know that I was a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan?
Drum looks like the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo, too. Real sassy.
Yeah, with the sassy. With the, what is it, a rose in his mouth?
Yep, a little sassy.
It's a little sus. I'm not going to lie. Look, it's kind of sus.
There you go. Now, game five is tonight. Lakers versus Heat tonight at 9 o'clock. The Lakers lead the series 3-1.
I need the Heat to scratch the series out. I need the Heat to at least make the series go to game six, and I need Tyler Hetero to have a great game.
Oh my goodness,
I need to have a great game, because I found a Tyler Hetero rookie card yesterday and it's already worth like $600, so you know I need him to keep balling so I can put that in glass and 20 years from now I'd be worth something.
All right, now today is the last day to register to vote for New York, North Carolina, and Oklahoma, so if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote, please. Now, coronavirus cases, it seems like coronavirus cases are shooting up. Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Wyoming have all seen record high hospitalization numbers in the past days. Now, Alabama and Hawaii are the only two states with a decline in cases.
Now, how much corona do people have? Is it a lot or a little?
Well, let's talk about that. Donald Trump spoke yesterday, and he talked about he just got a little rona.
I think I'm going to try doing a rally on Saturday night if we have enough time to put it together. But we want to do a rally in Florida, probably in Florida on Saturday night. Might come back and do one in Pennsylvania in the following night. And it's incredible what's going on. I feel so good.
Have you had a test since your diagnosis a week ago?
Well, what we're doing is probably the test will be tomorrow, the actual test, because there's no reason to test all the time. But they found very little infection or virus, if any.
What the hell is little Rona, man?
He got a little bit of Rona, man. He's treating Corona like it's a cold. He's treating Corona like it's the flu. He's trying to tell people that, you know, they can still function and be out and about with COVID. But I don't think that's how the COVID thing works.
It don't work like that. You just can't have a little bit of Rona.
That's not how COVID works. The whole point of COVID is that it spreads so easily, right? So the transmission of the virus is what we're trying to prevent. But he is maneuvering like it's nothing. Like it's just, like I said, a cold. Like he's got the sniffles.
How do you do a rally? Like, I thought you had to sit on your ass for what? 14 days? He's out and about after 10?
By the way, I don't feel sorry for anybody that goes to that rally. If you go to that rally, I don't feel sorry for none of the people that's around Donald Trump. If you're around Donald Trump knowing that he just got a little bit of corona, that little bit of corona can spread, okay? So all of y'all gonna get what y'all deserve.
Like we said earlier, just could you imagine if somebody says, I got just a little bit of an STD? I just got a little syphilis? What? What?
I mean, you know, never mind.
What? Some people kind of do, though, right? Like, you know you got herpes and you're still out there, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
Nobody in particular, I'm just saying.
There's no such thing as a little bit of herpes.
But it spreads. You got to know you have it the way it spreads. That's what I'm saying.
Just a little bit of herpes.
I actually was thinking about something else.
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about, you know, when you're with your significant other and it's that time of the month, but it's towards the end. That's just a little period.
That's a little period.
Just a little bit of herpes.
That's a little period. It's a little blood.
Just a little blood. I ain't say nothing about CD. You too nasty now. I said, let's just a little bit.
All right. Now, Donald Trump, do you want to hear Donald Trump and how healthy he sounds? Let's listen.
Let's hear him.
Well, I didn't even want to use them. You know, last time I had a big problem. They oscillated my mics when I had the one debate. We had three debates with Hillary. And on, I think, the first debate, they...
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, excuse me. On the first debate, they oscillated the mic. But I will say this. Absentee is okay. Because Lord, absentee ballots. Excuse me.
He's just a little dead. he's just dying a little.
Just a little, y'all.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit of death. That's goodness all. Gracious. Just a little bit.
All right. Now, some disrespectful-ish. I didn't like this either, but he called Kamala Harris a nasty name.
He's not mentally capable of being president. You know that. Everybody knows that. And this monster that was on stage with Mike Pence, who destroyed her last night, by the way. But this monster, she says, no, there won't be fracking. There won't be this. There won't. Everything she said is a lie.
And this is why black people have to always show up as their full selves all the time. There's nothing wrong with being unapologetically you. And as I was saying on the radio, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, I can't wait for the day black women can show up and just be themselves without having to be worried about being labeled angry or whatever it is. And guess what? You might as well show up as yourself because they're going to label you anyway.
Absolutely.
She was in there trying to be composed. She was in there trying to be respectful. She was in there
holding back.
Yep.
And still got called a monster.
That's right.
Because you might as well just do you. You give the damn.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, when we come back.
Oh, yes.
We have Senator Nina Turner joining us this morning.
You're talking about an unapologetically black woman.
That's right.
So you ain't never got to worry about Nina Turner not showing up as her whole full self.
That's right.
She launched we have the Hello Somebody podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network on iHeartRadio. A new episode launched yesterday. And we'll have Senator Nina Turner in here next to talk about that amongst a lot of other things.
That's right. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. You're checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line right now, Nina Turner.
Hello.
Good morning, somebody.
Hello, somebody.
let's get right into it. The debates. What did you think? Kamala Harris versus Mike Pence and The Fly. What were your thoughts?
DJ Envy, I'm going to lead The Fly out of this. Innocent bystander. Senator Harris came in hot. She came in and did what she needed to do. She is a great debater, and she showed those skill sets. Overall, both candidates did what they needed to do, which was to protect the flank of their principles and speak to their base. Mm-hmm. Debates are a show. I commend Senator Harris for coming in right off the bat talking about COVID and the epic fail of the Trump administration. There's a however to this, and not a however for her, because she did her thing. We have to get beyond, these debates are not about getting to the substance of the matter. So it's one thing to talk about COVID, and we should, and how the Trump administration failed miserably. Hell, if the Republicans spent as much time trying to find a solution to the conundrum of healthcare as they have trying to do away with the ACH, we have some good healthcare in the United States of America. On the other hand, you can't have a pandemic of this magnitude, the suffering of this magnitude, and not talk about what the fix should be and could be, and that is Medicare for All. I didn't hear a lot about the poor, talking about the poor, talking about the working poor and the barely middle class, not a whole lot of conversation about black folks in particular. So overall, the debate structure doesn't lend itself to go deep in those ways.
You know, Nina, I thought about you last night because I just always think about all the strong sisters that I know. And it makes me wonder, how can we empower our sisters and make them feel comfortable showing up as their full selves at all times? Because I hate that black women can't express themselves the way they want to without being labeled an angry black woman.
Charlamagne, it starts by having the conversations like you are now, naming it. Mm-hmm. Saying that it is so in this society that if black women show righteous indignation, if anybody walking on the face of this damn earth got a right to show righteous indignation and raise hell at all times, it's a black woman, but it's the embracing of all of who we are, and we have a right to be mad as hell. People need to act like their hair is on fire. It's time for that. And black women display that, I think, better and deeper than anybody else, because we often carry the burdens literally of the entire world on our shoulders. So acknowledging that we don't get a chance to be our true selves is part of starting to try to fix that.
What do you think she dropped the ball on? Because I think she could have stuck at the Mike Pence a lot harder than she did in a couple of things.
On the racism part, when the vice president said that he criticized the Biden-Harris administration for talking about racism being at the root, being a root cause in this country. Mm-hmm. I would have been on him like white on rice and black on coal.
Like flies on shit. And that's when that fly came right when he said
that's
that.
That's it. I mean, just to lean into that, but I think DJ Envy, it goes back to something else that Charlamagne was saying. She maybe hesitated a little bit.
Right.
It reminded me almost, not quite, of the first debate. Remember that President Obama had with Romney. He held back because I think he had some white advisors, I'm going to be honest, who told him, don't go in there like the angry black man. Now, not saying that that's his persona, but he held back a lot. And I saw some of that tendency, not a lot, because Senator Harris did her thing, but I saw some of that tendency in that debate. We just got to call it what it is. And any person in the United States of America who would dare fix their mouth, as my grandmother would say, fix their mouth, to say that white supremacy and anti-blackness is not at the root of all the other isms in the United States of America, they are out of their damn minds. And we just got to call it what it is. If your hair is on fire, act like your hair is on fire. I would have went in on him all day, 7 days, 365 on that issue right there. She could have leaned in a little harder. So both sides did what they had to do, mm-hmm. but there was not a whole lot of righteous indignation. And quite frankly, towards the end, I was getting bored.
And you know, Donald Trump this morning on Fox News, he called Kamala Harris a monster.
And he is a fool.
Yep.
It's the same thing. Remember, he called Omarosa, and I know some people want to kick my sister out the tribe, but I'm not doing that. She a Buckeye girl just like I am. But he called her a dog.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that same, we should be upset. How dare he call Senator Harris a monster? At the same time, he called our sister Omarosa a dog. We should have mm-hmm. checked him then.
I agree.
There's something wrong with him. He got a problem with black women. He got a problem with black people. And there's no amount of cloaking it that's going to save this dude. He's just wrong.
I told them last night, I think that Senator Harris's talents are wasted defending Joe Biden. Joe Biden don't need defense right now. The black community does. The poor does. The marginalized does. I don't need to defend Joe Biden. You need to be out here defending the people that have been hurt by this pandemic and all the underlying conditions that left them vulnerable for the pandemic in the first place.
Say that, but when you're in the second chair, that's the nature of the job.
Mm.
When you are running as somebody else's vice president, you know, it was the same for me. If you're supporting somebody on a campaign, you have to articulate their views and their vision. That is your job. And so that is the job of a vice presidential candidate. That is what Senator Harris is doing. Not to say she can't step out there every now and then, and I hope that she does, but she is fulfilling, just plain textbook, what her role is in being the vice presidential candidate. You got to defend your candidate.
Well, Nita, let's talk about you because you got so much going on. Let's start with Amari.
Yes.
Public Affairs. Let's talk about that.
Public Affairs. Baby, I'm bringing the progressive black woman vibe to the private sector. That's what I am going to do. Continue to stand up and push issues that will change the lives of people and do it on the private sector side. You know, they're about between $2 billion to $4 billion that's been promised by these companies who all of a sudden got religion when it comes to fighting for racial justice. Well, come on, let's do this with a sister. Let's do some things on the private side that can change the lives of people in this country for real, not just checking off boxes. So I'm excited. I am going to do influencer advising. I'm going to work with candidates that are running on a progressive agenda who, once they get elected, don't forget how they got there and what they are in, either the Congress, the legislature, on the state level of government. Those are the kinds of things that Amari going to do. I'm going to be fighting for campaign issues right now. I'm working on Measure J in California, which will take 10% of the sheriff's budget, 10% of the budget, and put it towards housing. And this is only in LA County, on housing, jobs, and health care. Those are the kinds of creative things that we need to push government to do and also the private sector to do. So your sister going to be all up in the mix on that side of the ledger.
There you go.
All right, we got more with Senator Nina Turner. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Senator Nina Turner. Now talk about what you and Charlamagne got working with each other. Now, I see you guys are doing some things together.
We are, baby. The Black Effect.
Hey.
Yes, I am so happy to be one of the shows in Charlamagne's big venture, the network, in partnership
with
iHeartRadio to do this daggone thing, to bring a variety of voices. I applaud Charlamagne for his vision on this, to bring black voices from all walks of life, all issues, into the main of the podcast world. And Hello Somebody is really about everybody is somebody. I got that name came to me when I was on the campaign trail. Y'all know I was stumping my ass off. Let's just be honest.
Yep.
Senator Bernie Sanders, I did. Sister did that. I'm going to pat my own self.
You did.
There you go.
You did.
Absolutely.
You gave him a lot of credibility. You gave Bernie Sanders a lot of credibility.
Thank you for that, Char. And so I was speaking to a crowd, and you all know my call and response from my black church roots, and it just came to me. Hello, somebody. Talking about 30,000 people that day in Queens, New York. Hello, somebody.
That's my hometown, by the way.
That's your hometown. GJ, I felt the love. I felt the vibe.
There you go.
And I just said, hello, somebody. And the crowd was, hello, somebody. No, everybody is somebody. And I really want on the journey, I want people to be able to go on the journey with my guests and with me, from people who have high profiles to people who are just everyday citizens trying to navigate this world. And let's go on this journey of understanding together. And so I am so delighted and excited. Can you feel it?
And a new episode comes out today, right?
It's right here. It's here.
Okay.
Excited and delighted to be a part of the Black Effect. Hey. There ain't no effect like the Black Effect.
There you go.
Now, the new episode comes out today, right?
Yes, it comes out today, interviewing Naomi Klein. People may know she's an activist. She's an environmentalist. And she tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about the dangers we are in if we don't turn around what human beings, yes, we human beings all across the world, not just this nation, what we have done to disrupt and to disturb Mother Earth. So Naomi Klein, baby, yes.
Now, I want you to talk to the people about what your grandmother taught you about the three bones theory that you live by. What is the three bone theory for people who don't know?
It is the wishbone, the jawbone, and the backbone. So my grandmother, born in 1915, could not read or write, only had a third grade education. Mm-hmm. But as I often say in describing her, but grandma could count her money, baby. She couldn't read or write, but she counted that money.
Okay.
But yeah, she mother wit. I mean, it's what we call in the African American community, not a formalized education, but mother wit, very wise. And the three bones is something that she imparted to my siblings and I. The wishbone is for hoping and praying. Hope, she said, is the motivator, but the dream is the driver. The jawbone will give you courage to speak truth, the power to lift your voice. As I often say, titles are good, but purpose is better. And grandma's last bone, the super fragile, catalytic, expialidocious bone, is the backbone, because the backbone will give you courage to stand no matter what you're going through. You can't give somebody a backbone if they don't have it. The backbone is the undergirding of every other thing that we do in this life. So just take grandma's wishbone, jawbone, backbone, baby. It is a recipe for life. And I just love her so much for that mother wit. You know, when she was telling us these stories growing up, you just kind of brush them off. Woo! Those three bones have saved me many a day, Charlamagne and DJ, on this journey of life.
There you go.
Well, you know, for somebody who's so outspoken as you, Senator Turner, does the podcast space allow you the freedom to express yourself more so than television or any other medium?
It does, because it's longer form, and I can be truly who I am, and I don't have to focus in on sound bites often. That's why I love coming on The Breakfast Club, because y'all give a sister a space to breathe. Mm-hmm. It's you know, when you only got 4 to 5 minutes in a segment, and sometimes you're sharing a segment with somebody else, it's hard to really express yourself totally. And the podcast gives me independence. And that's what I like about the Black Effect, because it is about our independence. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, the podcast gives me total freedom. Now, if I ever run again, people are going to go back and roll some tapes, but that's okay with me. I only roll the damn tapes.
Now,
roll.
I will say, I think that's the one thing Trump has changed forever. I don't want to hear nothing about what somebody said 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Politicians are allowed to be flawed. They're allowed to be human. I don't want to hear it.
I agree. Look, I don't want you if you're not flawed. Now, maybe not as flawed as Trump, but we need some people that got some life under them. You know, some people that have been through some stuff. You can't help me out of it if you ain't been through something.
That's right.
Now what about if Trump?
People with a testimony.
You know, there was some commentary after the VP debates, and somebody said something to the effect of Biden is a change agent and Trump is a disruptor. Well, I don't believe Biden's a change agent, but what does that mean to you when you hear that?
There are multiple ways to disrupt. I mean, Trump is a disruptor for evil, but we have had and still have examples of people who disrupt for good. You know, civil rights movement was a disruption for good. What our sister Tamika Mallory and people like our sister Teslin Figueroa, what they're doing, disruption for good. So disruption is not necessarily a bad thing, but the question becomes, what are you disrupting for? Mm-hmm. On the side of a change agent.
I mean, what
people, just accept people for who they are. Stop propping up these folks. We got a bad and a worse choice.
Yeah.
Don't sit up there and say, I beat the socialists. When you got the overwhelming majority of Americans in this country who agree that we need Medicare for all.
That's right.
They agree with the Green New Deal. They agree that we got to reform a criminal justice system that has been toe up from the flow up from the beginning.
Universal basic income.
Come on. That's what a change agent will do. Now, maybe we can push that administration. I just happen to believe they're going to govern the way they ran. That's just me. We got to stop worshiping elected officials.
They are supposed to be servants of the people. The power that they hold is your power. It's our power. Those tax dollars where they always talking about what they ain't going to do or what they are not going to do. They saying that about your money. It's not their money. You had them tell the story. They act like it's their power and their money. You know, there's a saying that says is that if the hunter always tells the damn story, the lion's story is never told. Mm. We need people out there telling the lion's story, the people's story, and not the story of these politicians.
Mm. Yeah, I think the only problem I have with this ticket is, like, I don't know what they stand on. Because, you know, you have Senator Harris who's standing with AOC when it comes to the Green New Deal, the new Green Deal. And then you got Biden saying he don't know if he's for the Green New Deal. Like, I don't know what they stand on. Like, where are they?
I don't think they know. Like, I love what they don't know. But maybe that's an opportunity. I'm going to look at that as an opportunity that they don't know.
Do you think that there's a large enough presence of black people in the progressive space?
It's getting there. I mean, it depends if we're talking about formal progressive space, as in saying the word progressive.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that black folks are the original progressives or liberators. Mm-hmm. We got to find our love language when it comes to that. And I say that because it don't get no more progressive than fighting for your very life. All the way back to we need to be free fighting for your life. It don't get any more progressive than bumping up against a status quo that considered you chattel.
Mm.
It doesn't get any more progressive than standing up to say to a criminal justice system, you are wrong in every stretch of the imagination, and you've always seen us as the other, the bad other, and we can't take it anymore. So in summation, black people are the original progressives. We just don't necessarily call ourselves that.
Oh, wow, I can't wait to hear this podcast.
Let me tell you something, Senator Nina Turner. I don't know what you're going to run for next, but I swear for God, whatever you run for, I am behind you 1,020,000%.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Nina, for checking in. And where can they hear this podcast, Charlamagne and Nina Turner?
Everywhere you listen to podcasts, everywhere. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, Hello Somebody, hosted by Senator Nina Turner, is available on the Black Effect iHeartRadio.
Thank you so much for checking in. It's Senator Nina Turner. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Trey Songz released some new music. A lot of new music today. Let's start off with Trey Songz. He dropped a new album. It's called Back Home.
Okay.
Now, no rappers on this album, strictly R&B. Everybody, Summer Walker, Ty Dolla $ign, Davido, and more. Do we have a clip of a Trey Songz joint?
Never felt so familiar. Damn, I know this is real love. When I look into your eyes, it keeps me up at night. I can't explain the pride, but now I realize.
Bro, don't look over here while this song playing.
I'm not looking at you.
Don't look over here while this song playing.
I'm not looking at you. You looking at me.
Don't look over here while this song playing.
I'm not looking at you. That's called I Know a Love.
Don't even look over here while this song playing. Why?
I'm not looking at you.
Try that out later on tonight at the house with the wife. See what happens.
Oh, I was about to say, what's wrong with you, man? Goodness gracious, you kinky. Now,
he's clutching your pearls. This guy is so crazy. Why is he clutching his pearls?
Now, Reason dropped a new album.
I love Reason.
New Beginnings. Let's play a joint off of that.
I can make your wrongs feel right. I can make the lonely dark times feel bright. I can make your soul feel great. I can make what love.
I can make your lows feel good. I can make it within with no wrongs feel good. I can make this feel good. I can make it dance.
Let's go rap.
I'd rather show my ass through all these bars and get a band and man together with some idiots who got triggers for the clan. I'm from the South. I know that guns don't make you any more man, but dance.
I love all Reason. Right. Dropping the glue bombs for Reason. That record is I Can Make It. It features North Carolina's own Rhapsody, who I also love. They are spitting some high-grade, high-caliber bars on that project. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Now, also, St. John released a new single called Gorgeous. Papoose. He released a new album. It's called Endangered Species.
Okay.
You can pick that up. And Benny the Butcher, he dropped a new single.
Butcher's coming. Let's talk about it.
What do you got in your mouth, bro?
Bro, don't do that.
Because you're trying to talk, but you got stuff in your mouth. Just take it out and swallow.
Don't do that. We're about to talk about some high-grade, high-caliber
hip hop right now.
I'm
don't worry about what's in my mouth.
I'm gonna give you a second.
I swallowed.
Okay, good. This guy's crazy. Now, Benny the Butcher released a new single, features Lil Wayne and Big Sean. It's called Timeless. Now, this beat was actually supposed to go to Watch the Throne album, but they decided not to take it. So here it is. And here's a snippet of it. Let's see who Big Sean is taking a stab at.
Signed a slave deal, now I'm again up on in my masters. Watch me turn good into great. It's fresh, that's to everything. Even taking leaps of faith. Swear it's labels that's up bees that owe me ends to them. That this is like G's. Diggins ain't G. Grease a disease.
First of all, drop on the clues bombs for Benny the Butcher. And Lil Wayne is also on that record. Everybody on there is snapping. Some high caliber, high grade rapping is happening on that record. But those bars clearly from Big Sean with a Kanye West. I told y'all a couple weeks ago that Kanye owed Big Sean $3 million. I told y'all a couple weeks ago Kanye had Big Sean in a terrible deal where he gets half of Sean's profits and half of Sean's royalties. And Big Sean could have gotten his masters back, but Kanye said no. Play it again so it's in better context.
Mm-hmm.
Signed a slave deal, now I'm again up on in my masters. Watch me turn good into great. It's recess to everything, even taking leaps of faith. Swear it's labels that's up bees that owe me ends to them. That this is like G's. Diggins ain't G. Grease a disease.
Now listen, I told
labels
y'all.
Labels that's up bees that owe me M's.
I told y'all you gotta applaud Sean for his restraint, but it's gotta be nuts to hear a man brag about being worth $5 billion. As Kanye did yesterday, but he owes you $3 million. Gotta be crazy feeling, you know, gotta be a crazy feeling to hear a man screaming about fighting to get folks back their masters, but won't give you back yours.
Right, because Kanye did say he was going to give his artists back their masters. He also put yesterday on Instagram, or Twitter, I should say, he says, from $53 million in debt to a net worth of $5 billion in 4 years. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Sean is clearly tired of the hypocrisy. And this is not about beef between black men. It's about black men practicing what they preaching and not being false prophets for self-serving reasons. Yay, you need to do right by Sean.
Absolutely.
Period.
And that is your rumor report. Now, Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Man, this story broke my heart. Not only did it break my heart, it immediately made me send it to a lot of the women in my life and let them, I told them, please.
I'm not going to take you serious till you swallow what's in your mouth, bro. I can't take you serious. You got. I can't take you serious.
So I'm already down here, and you're not gonna take me serious. I gotta swallow for you to take me serious. This is crazy. This is lack of respect.
I'm
disgusting.
I'm leaving in a second.
Lack of respect in this room is disgusting. Okay, I don't even want to tell you what I'm doing for Donkey. Now you're just gonna get it.
Ah, boy. All right. Donkey today's up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. You can't keep up.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
48 states ban texting and driving. So if you do it, you're not only putting people at risk, you're breaking the law. Cops write tickets to save lives. Remember, you drive, you text, you pay. Brought to you by NHTSA.
You get donkey of the day. You dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. You
are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They have to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
And that's right. As soon as we get through this donkey, we're going to get to the bottom of something. But y'all just stand by. Stand back and stand by.
Oh,
all right?
Boy.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 9th. Goes to a young 27-year-old man in Las Vegas named Sidney Deal. I read this story the other day, and it emotionally and spiritually drained me. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Immediately. Because there's just certain things that I feel are instilled in us by nature. And this situation made me question that. You know, I am a father of three young girls, and there is absolutely nothing I wouldn't do to protect them. That's my job as a man, to protect and provide for my princesses. So whatever trauma, hurt, harm, or pain, I can prevent them from going through, I will. So when I read stories like the one I'm about to tell you, I promise you, first thing I do is send it out to the women I love in my life and tell them, please, for the love of God, watch who you let shoot your club up. Okay? Now, let's get to it. Sidney Deal has been arrested and charged with one count of child abuse or neglect causing substantial bodily harm, and he's being held on $20,000 bond. What did Sidney Deal do? Well, let me read the headline from the New York Post. Toddler dies in hot car after dad refused to let cops break window. Let's go to 8 News Now, Las Vegas, for the report, please.
Records from CPS show the department investigated 2 reports of neglect at the home of Saya Deal after she was born. The toddler died Monday after she was left inside a car at a home near MLK and Owens. Both of those reports were found to be unsubstantiated. Saya's father, 27-year-old Sidney Deal, charged with child abuse and neglect. his arrest report showing he refused to break a window to get her out. Deal has posted bail and once released will remain on house arrest until he's back in court in December.
Now let me put some more context to that news report. I was reading in the NY Post. NY Post is reporting that he refused to break the window of his new car to save his dying toddler. Sydney flagged down officers after he left his one-year-old daughter in a hot car. According to the New York Post, the officers offered to break the window, call a tow truck or locksmith, but Sydney declined and asked to call his brother. Now, if any of this is true, what would be the hesitation? I wouldn't have even called the cops. The window would have been broke already, okay? Now, after several minutes, the officers did smash the window and pull out the unresponsive girl who died at the scene. The cause of death is pending, but authorities believe she had been trapped in the car for more than an hour. Now, even more context, Sydney Deal's brother said he received a call from Sydney saying he accidentally locked his daughter, Saya, in the car, which he claimed had the air conditioner running. If the air conditioning was running, would the heat have still killed her? I'm confused. But Sydney's brother says when he got there, he immediately wrapped his shirt around his hand and offered to punch out the window. But Sydney stopped him and claimed he didn't have enough money to fix a broken window. And he instead asked his brother to call their mom to have her insurance company send a locksmith. Now, there's more. Sydney's girlfriend, who I can't believe would still be his girlfriend after this, also told police she called the insurance company for him, but he told her to hang up because he didn't agree with the price quoted for a tow truck. This story makes my back hurt. Okay, ladies, my brothers, this is your Uncle Charlotte talking. I need you to listen to me and listen to me good. If you as a man would sacrifice the life of your child because you can't afford to break a window to get them out of a hot car where they are dying, or if you can't afford a tow truck or a locksmith, then guess what else you can't afford? Sex! You can't afford to have sex. There is absolutely no reason for you to be putting that poor-ass penis in other people's daughters. And when I say poor, I don't mean financially. Nope, because I don't shame people for not having money. I'm talking about poor character. See, poor character led to the injustice of this one-year-old being dead. She didn't deserve that. And, Sydney, what you're going to realize is that you didn't deserve that either. See, poverty is easier to conquer than injustice. Sydney, you could have broke that window and found the money later to get it fixed, but the injustice that happened to your daughter, allegedly caused by you, the trauma of that injustice, that pain, that hurt, it's going to haunt you forever. All right? This story really bothers me. It bothers me the way I hear white people more upset about burnt buildings than they are about dead black bodies. Like, I expect culturally clueless white folks who look at black people as subhuman, I expect them to be more upset about buildings being burnt down in a protest than they are about black bodies being killed by police and white supremacists. But a black man choosing a piece of property over his daughter? Over his own flesh and blood? There is not one material item that I love more than my daughters. Okay? The fact that I even have to say that says a lot about the current state of affairs in our communities. Please let Remy Ma give Sydney Deal the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
That one hurt.
I don't know if it's his psychological state or his financial state, but I don't care how broke you may or may not be. If you have to choose between the window of your new car and your one-year-old, that should be easy.
I would drive with that broken window for years. Years.
Like, there's no logical explanation for this. I don't care what kind of car it was. I don't care whose car it was. If you have to shatter a window to save your child or any child, you break the window. Jesus Christ.
Man. My goodness.
All right. Come on. Change the music. Switch gears.
All right.
Come on. Shake it off. Shake it off. Because I got some questions.
That was the donkey of the day. I got some questions, too.
I've been here all week.
Me too.
We've been here all week. DJ Envy and myself and DJ Dramos is here. And, you know, Angela Yee has been off. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. Envy makes me uncomfortable. You know?
You make me uncomfortable.
He flirts with me.
No, you flirt with me.
Entirely too much. Yeah. I don't know if y'all notice it.
No, you flirt with me entirely too much.
I don't know if y'all notice it.
They notice it.
But it's getting a little uncomfortable. So I just want to ask the people, is it disrespectful to my wife the way that DJ Envy flirts with me?
Let me ask you guys a question out there. 800-585-1051. Is it disrespectful to my wife?
What?
The way Charlamagne flirts with me.
See, now you gaslighting me.
See,
why are you doing this?
And the reason I say that is, you know, he flirts with me all the time. And not only that, for a gift, he buys me his ass.
First of all, don't bring up old stuff.
Oh, now don't bring up old
that
stuff.
That was a joke. I think you took that a little too seriously. Because ever since then, and this isn't just flirting on that. This happens through group texts.
You see it, Drum.
You flirt with me all the time. You see it, Drum.
Be honest.
Drum, you see it too.
On the group text, who flirts more?
Who flirts more, Drum?
Y'all both be flirting.
Whoa, no, you know what? You stay out of it.
Yeah, you stay out of it. Nobody asked you. Nobody asked you.
We haven't seen that ass in a long time, by the way. The fake one.
He wants you to sag again. Wow. But no, let's get back to the matter at hand.
Turn my mic off.
It doesn't even, you know what? Let's 800-585-1051. The way Charlamagne flirts with me.
No.
Is it disrespectful
to... No, the way DJ Envy flirts with me is disrespectful to my wife.
Now, look. I want you to see a message from my son, right? My son texted me yesterday. Just read this bottom part right here. Right under that. It said, can you read it out loud?
This is why they call me Poopy Finger. And what is it? Finger... Booty boy.
What? What did they call you, son?
Because of you. Because of the way you flirt with me.
What did they call little Lomi? What did they call him?
My son don't like it. My son call you, son.
Man, give me, I need to read that. What did they call him? Tell me again.
No, it's not funny.
What did they say, John?
I'm not saying
it. The poopy finger finger booty boy.
Well, Logan, I need you to know that you're a junior. Okay? Okay? Senior is in the room. Poopy boy senior is in the room right now.
Oh, my goodness.
All right?
800.
I need to know.
585.
I need to know the way that poopy boy senior flirts with me. Is disrespectful to my wife.
Is the way that Charlamagne flirts with me and the gifts that he gives me, is it disrespectful
this is
to my
so
wife?
Much. Because when we were sitting courtside virtually on Sunday or whatever day it was, Logan was in your seat at first.
Right.
Logan saw me on that screen. Logan got off.
That's what he told me. He said, Charlamagne said on radio that he was going to do a kiss cam. And he said, when I looked over and seen him, I got off the TV screen immediately. Played too much. 800-585-1051 is the way that Charlamagne flirts
no.
with me.
Is the way that Envy flirts with me disrespectful to my wife?
I'm going to human resources.
Talk to me now. I need to know about Poopy Boy.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. If you just joined us, we're just asking. I'm asking a serious question, right?
No, I'm asking a serious question.
Charlamagne, if you listen to The Breakfast Club for the last 10 years...
That is a lie.
You notice that I really think he's a little funny and...
Funny as how? What you mean? Like ha-ha funny? Or
I don't know if it's ha-ha funny.
Like, what do you mean? What kind of funny?
I don't know if it's ha-ha funny or are you serious, but he flirts with me all the time.
I'm not
right?
flirting with you. The problem is, being that Angela Yee been off all week, you've been really, really, really flirting. And the final scroll for me was when you played Trey songs about 10, 15 minutes ago and kept looking at me as you were playing the new Trey songs.
I think that's
disrespectful to my wife.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. A lot of people out
what
there.
What is the question we're asking?
The way you flirt with me, is it disrespectful
No,
is
the way you flirt with me disrespectful? No, that's the question.
Flirt with me. Hello, who's this?
Hello. Hey, this is Brandy.
Hey, Brandy.
Is the way that he flirts with me disrespectful?
No, is the way that Envy flirts with me disrespectful?
Yes, it's disrespectful to your wives and to yourself because y'all not bisexual. Y'all shouldn't be flirting with each other.
Whoa. Wow. So we disrespecting both our wives is what you're saying?
Yes. That's not right. You know, I was in a relationship where the dude was gay and was hiding it. So they don't feel good on the woman's behalf.
So you think that we actually flirt with each other?
Yeah, y'all be flirting with each other. I listen to y'all every morning.
I don't be flirting with him. He flirt
really?
With me.
So this is like a thing. Like, this is really, like, they all really think we'd be flirting
and
with
each other. She's an expert on this, by the way.
She's an expert. Hello, okay. Who's this?
This is Tom. This is All One Room from Amityville.
Tom, this is a safe space. So I need you to answer a question for me. Is it disrespectful to my wife the way Envy flirts with me?
The way he flirts with me? Is it disrespectful to my wife?
It is so disrespectful, Envy, that you don't accept the love that this man is giving to you, bro.
Wow.
Charlamagne is showing you the love, Envy. Take that love, bro. Take that love, man.
I think
your
maybe
your wife understands. She understands. Poopy Boy Senior is on deck. Let her know. You know what I mean? Let her know. Poopy Boy Senior is on deck. Tell his son, tell his friends, say, yo, they'll get over it. Tell them boys, they know they Poopy Boys. Their father's just not on the radio.
My goodness, goodbye. Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is Roya from Brooklyn.
Hey, Ray from Brooklyn. Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Not Brooklyn, not
Roya.
Brooklyn.
Roya.
Royal?
Roy Young.
Oh, can I need to ask you a question. Is it disrespectful the way Envy flirts with me? Is it disrespectful to my wife?
Is it disrespectful the way he flirts with me to my wife?
Okay, first of all, Uncle Sharla,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Know you talk about Envy butt all the time.
See?
You are the one who bring up the butt jokes, the gay jokes, the everything when it comes to poor DJ Envy booty.
Me?
See?
You know it's you, Uncle Sharla.
See? Yes.
Every time Envy even say anything that may refer to something that's not even on topic, you make it that way.
See?
That is impossible. Like, I did not invent a remix.
Thank you so much. See, it's the truth. He's disrespectful, right?
No problem.
So you trying to say Envy never flirts with me?
No, I don't. You always flirt with me. Hello, who's this?
This is Kim.
Kim, do you think it's disrespectful to my wife the way this guy
flirts
with me?
No, Kim, is it disrespectful to my wife the way Envy flirts with me?
Charlamagne, come on now. I have to tell the truth.
Okay.
This is Kim the Healer on the line. You are always messing with DJ Envy.
I'm Poopy Finger?
Envy, you know Charlamagne is always messing with you, so it's Charlamagne who starts it.
Right?
What?
Doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Thank you so much, Kim.
This is unfair. Who is taking these calls?
I'm just going through them random.
Wow.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Greg Hart, straight out of St. Louis, Missouri. You city finest.
You're talking up, a little bro? Too fast. Slow down. What's your name now?
Graylin Harden, straight out of St. Louis, Missouri. You see these finest.
Okay.
All right, Harden.
Do you think it's disrespectful the way Envy's wife, disrespectful to my wife the way Envy flirts with me?
Or my wife the way he flirts with me?
Hold on. Neither one of y'all should be flirting with each other. That's our way against the rules.
What rules?
No flirting with
You know what? That was a rule in the 50s and 60s, too, I remember. Especially down south. All right? Before the civil rights movement.
No,
and in a lot of different neighborhoods now, there's still that rule. Okay? All right? I understand you. I get what you're saying. I understand where you're coming from.
800-585-1051. We're asking, is it disrespectful to my wife the way this man flirts with me?
No, is it disrespectful to my wife the way Envy flirts with me? I'm tired of this.
Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we're having a serious conversation, man. We're asking, right? Is it disrespectful to my wife the way Charlamagne flirts with me?
No.
My son don't like it already.
We're just asking, is it disrespectful? We're asking, is it disrespectful to my wife the way Envy flirts with me?
No, you flirt with me.
Now, for all of you people out here saying Envy don't flirt with me, that's a damn lie. What does your son say? What did Logan say, Envy?
They call him Poopy Finger because of the ass you gave me.
They call him Poopy Finger and
for
Finger
the
Butt
ass,
Boy.
The, you know what I mean.
That makes you Poopy Finger Senior.
Yo, hello, who's this?
What's going on, man? It's Top.
Yeah, what's up, bro? We're talking.
Your name's Top?
Is it disrespectful?
I already know how you feel about this.
My name is Ty.
T-Y. Oh, Ty.
Oh, Ty. See, he was flirting with you. Is it disrespectful the way he flirts with me to my wife?
I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all, man. Both of y'all flirt with each other, but Charlamagne, you're a little heavier than Envy, man.
What do you mean, heavier?
Heavier. Like, your flirting is heavy. Like, every morning you noticing something about Envy.
All I ever talk about is his beard. How do you not notice
about
that
my
fake
butt
paint all
the time?
Call him Dominican Poppy and all that.
I ain't say Poppy.
That's what he said.
I ain't jabbing no Poppy now.
And Envy, you more like you look at Charlamagne more than you flirt.
Finally, somebody notices it.
I don't look at that man.
No.
It's not my type. Hello, who's this?
This is Jorge.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hi, Ray.
Is it disrespectful to my wife the way this man flirts with me?
No, is it disrespectful to my wife the way Envy flirts with me?
It is both. Both of you guys are being disrespectful to your wives, man. You guys need to stop. As long as I've been here listening to you guys have been a little too suspect with each other. You guys should just pack it up and go ahead and go on a date, man, for real.
Why do you want all that?
Who wants all that?
Well, I don't want that, but you guys want that.
No, we don't. What's up with you, man? Y'all so used to brothers not showing love to each other that you want us to date?
Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is T.
Hey, T, good morning. Is it disrespectful to my wife the way this man flirts with me?
No, T, is it disrespectful to my wife the way Envy flirts with me?
I'm just going to have to side with Charlamagne on this one.
Why?
And I have to, for two reasons. Number one, DJ Envy, Gia be clowning you anyway.
So? What they got to do? And this man bought me an ass. He bought me an ass.
You be insistent. If Charlamagne don't say nothing to you, like, look at this morning.
Who's in your mouth, Charlamagne?
That's right.
Because he was chewing. I was doing a program. We're doing a radio show, and he's chomping on air.
Telling me to swallow and all types of stuff. Like, what's up with that?
That's the way that's what he thinks. Thank you,
T.
Love you guys.
Love you more.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tasha.
Hey, Tasha. I'm just asking a question. Is it disrespectful to my wife the way this guy flirts
with me? Tasha, is it disrespectful to my wife the way Envy flirts with me? Come on now.
Honestly, if I was either one of your guys' wives, I would find it totally disrespectful the way that you guys flirt with each other.
What?
I don't flirt with him.
You do. Both of you flirt. And I'm curious to know who started it.
Envy!
He did.
I mean, it's one thing to be cool with your mans, your friend, have a romance and all that, but some of the stuff y'all say is crazy.
Like what?
I would be like, if I was married.
Like what?
First of all, the little booty jokes and stuff, all that is like overboard to me.
Tasha,
if I
let
was
me tell
your
you.
Wife, and I heard another man commenting about my man's butt.
I ain't never commented on his butt.
Yes, both of you have. Both of you have. And if I was the wife, I know that you guys are just playing, but it's like, man, it's so common. Y'all always do it.
Let me tell you something. Like, Can I tell you a story?
Oh, you go ahead. What story you want to tell?
When I moved back to New York almost 10 years ago, there was a woman at an apartment complex, and she told me, she said, Charlamagne, come here, I need to talk to you. She said, you really need to watch out for DJ Envy. I said, why? She said, because he's got a little friend that he visits over here that looks just like you. I think you're his type. She says, short,
what?
He's short, bald head, same complexion. And he comes over here all the time.
That was my friend, Little Sean, that I went to college with. That's one of my best friends. I used to go visit him all the time. He used to stay in the apartment building as Charlamagne. That's why she said that. But let's talk about the guy that got on YouTube and was like, his name was Glitter Stick, and he said that you used to take a bus to come see him and give him that painty.
Boy, that's...
Wait a minute now. Both of y'all deflecting. That neither of those situations have to do what y'all do to each other constantly.
Goodbye, Taz. We don't want to talk to you.
Neither one of y'all side niggas got anything to do with y'all.
Let's go to one person. Peace and blessings. Who's this?
Hey, it's me, man. You're using my phrase on the radio.
Sean Stone. I meant to put something in your Cash App the other day. No, I did, for real. But that wasn't the right. You sent me the wrong Cash App.
All right, so Sean, let me ask you a question. You listen to the show every morning, right?
Sean,
the way this man flirts with me, is it disrespectful to my wife?
No, is it disrespectful to my wife the way Envy flirts with me?
So the thing is, I've been listening to this show for mad long. Charlamagne, you will lose this game. The reason why, even the listeners you flirt with, a dude could call on the radio and say something crazy, and you'll be like, you'll flip it around. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you will lose this game. You brought Envy your butt, a mole butt of your butt.
See?
So you flirt with Envy way too much, bro.
See?
So I think your wife will be upset. Envy's wife will be upset at you, son.
Thank you.
Sean, who asked you? Nobody asked you. Did somebody ask Sean? Did we ask Sean? I don't remember asking Sean.
I asked him. All right. There's no moral of the story. Stop flirting with me.
The moral of the story is, let's get a room. No.
What? I ain't playing with it, man. When we come back, we got the rumor report, man. This guy is crazy. We're going to talk Tory Lanez, man. This guy is crazy. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, Tory Lanez has been charged with felony assault in the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. Now, the L.A. County DA's office hit him with one count of assault with a semi-automatic firearm and one count of carrying a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle. They allege that Tory inflicted great bodily injury. If convicted, he faces up to 22 years and 8 months in prison.
I mean, that was one of the points of contention for a lot of people, right? I mean, even me, I was wondering, like, okay, why hasn't he been charged yet?
Right.
You know? So I wonder if police were investigating this whole time, or I wonder if social media chatter and the album Tory drop caused more social media chatter. I wonder if that led to these charges.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm not sure when his first court date is, but we'll definitely see.
And why wouldn't you just talk to the police? If you know that you're possibly facing charges, just talk to the police.
Or do a real interview where you explain the situation. Like, you can't say you're not going to speak about it, but then do a whole album about it. I'm mm-hmm. just glad that, you know, I'm married and faithful, because Tory Lanez is making it to where women over 5'9 may never look at brothers 5'6 and shorter ever again.
They really never looked at y'all anyway. They can't
That's
see y'all.
That's a damn lie. That is a damn lie. I tell you something else. I don't think y'all realize how much of the court of, how much the court of public opinion impacts these criminal cases either. Because mm-hmm. these folks will press charges based off, you know, just the social media narrative.
Right. Also, the 2020 BET Hip Hop Awards will be hosted by the 85 South Shows, DC Young Fly,
come on
Carlos
now.
Miller, and Chico Bean.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for my guys. 85 South Show, Carlos Miller, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean. Salute to my man Chad, 85 South Show. Man, I love those brothers. Like, I am absolute fans of them, always have been. You know, Carlos and Chico, you know, DC, they've been out here putting in work for a long time. And you know what I love about the 85 South Show the most?
What's that?
All three of them, you know, individually are forces, but they collectively came together to build something that's resonating in the culture
mm-hmm.
in a huge way.
Right.
And now they're hosting the goddamn BET Hip Hop Awards. Drop on the Clues Bomb for the 85 South Show, man.
Absolutely.
Effortlessly funny individuals those three young men are.
Now, this year, BET, they do a I Am Hip Hop Award. Some people that picked up those award that award was Snoop Dogg, Lil Wayne, Rakim, LL Cool J, Salt and Pepper, Lil Kim. And this year, Master P will be honored with the I Am Hip Hop Award.
That is beyond overdue.
Yep.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for the icon Master P.
But it's also in that realm, because if you think about some of the people that was in there, LL Cool J, Salt and Pepper, Rakim.
So they getting around to giving everybody their flowers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
So salute to Master P. And also, today, register to vote. Today is the last day to register to vote in New York City, in North Carolina, and Oklahoma. So New York, North Carolina, and Oklahoma, today is the last day to register to vote. So register to vote, register to vote, register to vote.
I want to tell y'all too, man, up for election this year. One president, one vice president, 33 Senate seats, 435 House seats, 11 governor seats, 10 attorney generals, 7 Secretary of State seats, and 277 state appellate court seats. So don't think you're just voting for President of the United States of America, because you are absolutely, positively not.
Right.
All right? It's a lot on the ballot. And by the way, you know, when we talk about presidents, when you talk about presidents not being able to get anything done, presidents can get things done when they have a majority Senate that's on their side, or when mm-hmm. they have a majority House that's on their side. You know what I mean? So those seats are very, very, very important.
Right. So if you want to see when your state is their last day, you can just hit up the Breakfast Club online or on the Instagram, right? So on Instagram? On Breakfast Club Instagram, you can see where your state, their last day to register.
And South Carolina needs to be voting for Jamie Harrison. It's time to get old ladybug Lindsey Graham up out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We need new blood. I'm tired of old white male leadership. You know what I mean? Old white male leadership has gotten America in the position that it's in now. So, right. South Carolina, y'all got a chance to put Jamie Harrison in a Senate seat. Do it, okay? I'm definitely voting down ballot, and I'm voting for Jamie Harrison, so.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. Ye will be back on Monday.
Ye will be back. So, that means Envy can't flirt with me no more.
You can't flirt with me anymore.
Okay? Because this week has been crazy.
It has been crazy. And I already went to Human Resources already.
Stop repeating me.
You repeating me?
Suck my d- Bet you won't repeat that.
Whoa. Like I said, he always flirting with
no,
me.
No, you would flirt.
Right,
you
there.
Kept repeating me. That I wanted to see proof. How far you would go.
That is proof.
You kept repeating me. I wanted to see how far you would go.
Okay?
I want to make sure you know when to stop.
I know when to stop.
That would have sounded stupid. SMD. Let's just do it to try. Come on, let's try. I'm going to say it. Come on. This is
I got it.
Suck my
I'm not saying that, man. People's Choice Mixes up next. It's a Friday. We throw it back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Inspired by true events, Charm City Kings shed light on Baltimore's dirt bike culture through the eyes of young black teens. Starring Jahi Diallo Winston and Meek Mill. Now streaming on HBO Max. Rated R.
Morning.
everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout to everybody that signed up for my webinar. Shout to Caesar. We're doing a webinar breaking down a one family flip. You know, we get so many times people be like, well, you know, how do y'all do it? How do y'all flip a crib? How do y'all purchase it? How do y'all? So we're going to break down the whole process. So we're going to purchase a home. We're going to go through the whole process of lending and demo and everything you could possibly, from plumbing, electric, flooring, roofing, siding. And then we're going to go to the process of selling. So we're going to show you everything, how to cut corners, how to save money, and all that. So if you want more information, just click the link in my bio or Caesar's bio. And hopefully we'll see you at the webinar. I know a lot of you guys are getting your PPP checks and you're getting unemployment and you get a little extra money, don't know what to do with it. So definitely invest, 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 invest.
You don't want any of that dirty money in PPP checks.
I don't want none of it. But people are investing, which I want to see them do. Why'd y'all just give me this?
Oh, listen, I want to remind everybody in New York, too, man, register to vote. Oh. Okay, today is the last day to register to vote in New York City, all right? Voting is important. I'm telling y'all that because I am voting, and I'm voting for my interests. I'm not voting for individuals, even though I do like Senator Kamala Harris, but it's not even just about Senator Kamala Harris.
Right.
It's a lot of things to vote for come November 3rd. I'm actually going to read some of them to you. I was looking at this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was very important. Up for election this year, one president, one vice president, 33 Senate seats, 435 House seats, 11 governor seats, 10 attorney generals, 7 secretary of states, and 277 state appellate court seats. Okay?
All right. When we come back, positive note, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do. I'm going to talk about character. Solid character will reflect itself in consistent behavior, while poor character will seek to hide behind deceptive words and actions. Which one will you choose?
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Made this deal with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys. That's Nike boys hopping our coast. Way too big when we pull up, give me the loot. Was off the Remy, had up at post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4 hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, see my jewelry really selling fruits. And they choking, man, know the crackers with you was a noose.
Someone said,
surrender, retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us a week.
Someone said,
surrender, retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us a week.
Way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacey Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these I made off records I produce. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.